Welcome back to Chase on the Case. I'm your host, Chase Miller, and today's episode will focus on representation in the media. Do movies and TV properly capture the diversity of America? And is obligatory representation even valuable? Because this topic is so debated, I'll open with some facts. A Variety investigation of the five major television broadcast networks found that 90% of showrunners for the 2016-2017 season were white, and nearly 80% were male. Extensive research by GLAAD, an LGBT media advocacy organization, found that almost 96% of characters expected to appear on primetime TV this year were heterosexual or unspecified. Yes, these statistics are shockingly disproportionate and don't seem to capture our country at all, but this is around the lowest they've ever dipped. We're not having a bad year for representation, it's just always been bad and we forgot we hadn't fixed it yet. In response to complaints like these, many cite the handful of shows centered around a minority group. Examples include, presence of these few niche shows doesn't erase the absence of these characters in the mainstream. Seems as though Hollywood can't write a show about minorities without that being the pitch. And half the time, they end up flopping because they misinterpret the actual experiences of the group they attempt to portray. Through this all-too-common blunder, the entertainment industry delivers something worse than no representation, misrepresentation, creating caricatured, stereotyped, and downright detrimental characters that only set real representation back. It's like how Homeland or Bodyguard wouldn't be called Muslim representation because they're all terrorists, or how 16 Candles wouldn't be called Asian representation because, well, you know. So what's the fix? How do the do-good producers at NBC finally alleviate their white guilt and write effective, diverse characters? It's simple. They don't. They hire more minority writers to tell their own stories and do them proper justice. Then all classes, colors, and creeds could see a positive reflection of themselves on screen and know that they can do anything. Now we're going to take a quick break for commercials, but stay tuned for interviews with First Lady Michelle Obama, Pope Francis, and Long Duk Dong from 16 Candles.